And now for your daily dopamine, here's Dean Baldwin.
I'm Dean Baldwin for FM 2.0, and on this episode of Daily Dopamine, I could talk about songs that have been with me my entire life, songs that I fell in love with as a teenager, maybe even a preteen, such as Rush's Limelight, or Kansas' Carry On Wayward Son, Triumph's Lay It On The Line, Toto's Hold The Line, and many others. These are songs that my whole life have had an ability to flip that switch inside me, make me feel a certain way, release that rush of dopamine, really having an impact on my emotional state. And as I grew older, I would continue to listen to these songs. They would still give me the same charge that they always have. But as I got older, they also served as a connection to the past. It became kind of like a time machine, an ability for me to reconnect with a person that I once was and revisit a different time of my life. And this is probably true for most people. But if we're not careful, listening to all the old songs and only the old songs can also keep us anchored in the past, which keeps us from actually living in the present and seeing the future. And with these artists that we claim that we love who are still putting out good music, it causes us to ignore them and actually miss a really important connection that we could have with them. Because you see, when we're younger, we relate to artists who are also younger. Rock for many years has been the music of rebellious youth. But what happens when rockers start to get older? What we find is if you listen closely to their newer music, they still write from a perspective that we can relate to. But it's a perspective that can only be gained through life experience. And that's one of the things I found not too long ago, a few years back, that would actually prove to be the genesis for FM 2.0. I was working on a post on the 80s band Scandal and Patti Smyth, and I came across her 2020 album, It's About Time. And there are a couple songs on the album that just really flipped a switch in me, and not only made me feel a certain way, they caused me to think in a different manner. I began to realize that there was a lot of great music from classic artists that were putting out new music that I could actually relate to probably better today than maybe I could have as a teenager. And that's what became wonderful, is I found these artists were still putting out great music that was still relatable, but from a very special perspective of time, of a life lived. So coming up for my daily dopamine, I'm going to play Drive from Patti Smyth's 2020 album, It's About Time.